The struggle of Juba's resident search for food is real. Some families are scavenging for food for their families from one of the town's dump sites. Mbulisha, who prefers to be known by her first name, a resident of Juba town, says the dump site has become the only source of food for her children.
That's how I'm struggling. What will I do? There is no money, no work. The men have left the children to the women and children are suffering. We come here to find something for the children. If you find something better, if you don't get it, you just go home. We go and open every polythene bag. If you get something small, you put it in a sack and take it for the children.
John Charles, another resident of Juba town, blames the government for doing very little to address the high prices of food in markets across Juba.
What is forcing us to move to this place is the difficult situation. The government doesn't even care about its citizens. How are we going to survive? Better you go to the dump site. If you get something good, you bring for the child to eat.
Santino Ball, deputy chairperson of South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, says the country's economic crisis is to blame for the looming hunger across Juba town.
This situation does not necessarily need humanitarian assistance, but other remedies that are linked to the markets, intervention and so on.
Musoke Ronald, the Ugandan national who collects scrap metal from the dump site, says the demand for food has forced some families to camp at the site.
When they see the car coming, they run from the car after there and remove that rubbish. After rubbish, they see the food. They eat, they take the food and they eat like that. Over 2 days or 3 days when they avoid that thing, they look at the food and eat.
According to the World Food Programme Response Plan, released in June, Haiti, Mali, the Palestinian territories, Sudan and South Sudan are likely to face acute food insecurity this year. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.